Good morning and welcome to our Monday morning podcast, our manna for the day. Hey, common sense. Common sense is something that some people have and some people don't. But it's interesting to me how God brings wisdom to, if you will, his common sense as we study through the book of Proverbs. And we're going to look at some more of that today in Proverbs 19. But before we jump into prayer and our study, I wanted to share with you three little, if you will, common sense statements that Will Rogers, some of you might be familiar with Will Rogers, but what he said. One, he said, diplomacy is the art of saying nice doggy until you can find a rock. Okay. A little wisdom in that common sense. It says, man, I got to be careful here and be friendly until I'm at a place where I can be protected. Number two, I so appreciate this one. I really like this one. It says, don't let yesterday use up too much of today. Can't change yesterday, but I can change how I respond to it today. Number three, the last one here today is good judgment comes from experience. And a lot of that comes from bad judgment. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the time to gather together today to seek you, to seek the wisdom of your word. Lord, take your word and sow it into our hearts and our minds. Make it part of the fabric of our lives, Lord. That as we make decisions in life, as we live our lives, that the character of what you have sown in us from spending time with you in your word would be evident, both in our thoughts, the attitudes of our hearts, but also contained in our speech, that it be pleasing and honoring to you, but as a vessel of, if you will, blessing others. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our time together today. In your name we pray. Amen. So we left off at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2, and actually so at the beginning of verse 3, and it says this, when a man's folly brings his way to ruin, his heart rages against the Lord. So isn't that an interesting thing, that when we choose to do foolish things, that the things don't go quite our way, then what often can be the case, not always, but what often can be the case, is that people blame the Lord. They make statements like, God, what did I do to deserve this? Well, just take a look at you. Take a look at what you chose to do. It wasn't what God chose to do. He gives us the freedom to be able to choose those things. And he gives us the freedom to either seek him and his wisdom or not. And so where's the common sense in just pursuing the things that you know rather than getting the wisdom of God to direct your thoughts and your decisions? But don't rage against the Lord. Really? Don't do that. I would encourage you not to do that. But to seek him and seek his forgiveness and say, Lord, what would you have me to do at this point in time? And find out how he would provide for you. Wait and listen. Next, we're going to step into friendships, which is interesting to me because there's lots of varieties of friendships. Verse 4, wealth brings many new friends, but a poor man is deserted by his friend. So we're talking about friends versus friend. Wealth brings many new friends. I wonder if we can be friends because I want to participate in the blessing of your wealth, but yet a poor man is deserted by his friend. What can you provide for me? Because what that is that's a look of selfishness in our lives rather than selflessness. Huge difference. What makes us a friend? Well, we're going to look at a verse here in just a little bit that hopefully would emulate the character of our hearts. Verse 5, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will not escape. It's interesting that this verse is in the midst of the passage where there's a number of verses with friendship. So I think it's a recognition of, hey, pay attention to the things that you say, because a false witness isn't somebody that just lies. Oftentimes, I think that that's what people think, because in God's Ten Commandments, it says, thou shalt not bear false witness. Well, what does that mean? You know, and some people interpret that as lying. Well, false witness is actually worse than lying, because what it means is you're speaking ill or lies about someone's character. You're maligning them to others. So a false witness will not go unpunished. Man, if you're in a place where you yourself have found you maligning others, or they have maligned you to others, it has impact. And it says you won't go unpunished. And he who brings out lies, breathes out lies, will not escape. It just says there's consequences because you divide friends. And the goal is not to divide friends, but to affirm friendship. Verse 6, many seek the favor of a generous man, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. There's no question about, oh man, I want to get in on the blessing. And I want to enjoy, everyone is a friend to a man who gives good gifts. Oh, I want to be a friend to the one that I'm going to get something from. Again, it's that similar context of, man, what can I get out of this relationship? Rather than, what can I pour into this relationship? What really matters in terms of how I'm a friend to others? Verse 7, all a poor man's brothers hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, but does not have them. It's interesting to me that when Christ came, that he came to his people. Christ was Jewish and he came to his people, but yet the majority of his people rejected him. How much more do his friends go far from him? Those that he would refer to as friends, and he pursues them with words of truth, but they do not have him. They reject that. I think it's interesting when we look at Proverbs 27, verse 6. It says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy. When we consider faithful of the wounds of a friend, typically what we refer to is that we have a friend who's willing to speak candidly to us, but cares for us. Might I invite you to consider that passage speaks even greater than that, because faithful are the wounds of a friend, and the greatest friend that we could ever have is, as it says, a friend in Jesus. Faithful are his wounds. You see, it's by his wounds that we are healed. It's by his wounds that we can go and heal the friendships that maybe we've maligned. It's by him that we learn how to be a friend, how he was a friend to us, considering others more important than himself. Do we consider others that God has put into our lives as more important than ourselves? Even those that might annoy us, do we look at them with eyes of contempt, or do we look at them with eyes of compassion? And what an opportunity I have to be a friend. I so think that that's so important for us, to be a friend, especially to those that are rejected by others. That's the faithfulness of a true friend. That's the faithfulness of the wounds that our friend of Jesus. Might you be an ambassador of his as a friend to others. God bless you, and thank you for joining me today. We're going to continue on in Proverbs chapter 19 next week.